Environmental activists in Poland are chaining themselves to logging machines in an ancient forest to protect the trees from being cut down, which they say violates EU conservation rules. The Białowieża Forest is a UNESCO World Heritage Site that straddles the border of Poland and Belarus. It's perhaps the largest remaining primeval forest in Europe, and most of it is in Belarus, where it is fully protected. But in Poland, about two-thirds is managed as commercial forest, and the government has recently tripled the amount of logging allowed there, claiming it will combat an attack of the spruce bark beetle. Yet Professor Bogdan Jarosiewicz, who directs the University of Warsaw's geobotanical station in the forest, says the beetle is part of a natural cycle, and logging is only making things worse. He joins us now. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Nice to be here.
So how old is this forest, and why are people concerned about it being preserved?
The forest itself has 10,000 years of continuity. So when the last glaciation withdrew from here, the area was colonized by trees. Forest ecosystem developed, and that was the beginning of this forest. And the conflict in Białowieża Forest is about extension of the logging rate in one of the districts which are managing Białowieża Forest. And 1 year ago, in April 2016, our Minister of Environment, Jan Szyszko, increased threefold logging rate in the Białowieża Forest district. That's one of the three districts which manage Białowieża Forest.
Now, which parts of the forest are protected as a nature reserve and which parts are open to logging?
On Polish side, which covers 62,000 hectares, about 36% is protected. The rest is managed by foresters as commercial forest.
So if I were to go into this forest, what kind of creatures and nature would I find that it's tough to find elsewhere?
The most iconic species is the European bison. That's the species which was extinct in wild at the beginning of 20th century and then was reintroduced to Białowieża Forest in 1952. And from here, it was then reintroduced to other forests or other places in Europe. Białowieża Forest is also the only place, at least in Poland, where we have a Laxman's shrew. So the special type of the shrew, which has an eastern type of distribution in Eurasia. So farther west of Europe, it's quite rare. There are also several woodpecker species in many European countries extinct long time ago, like white-back woodpecker or three-toed woodpecker. So those two woodpeckers are associated with dead wood and with dying trees. And that's why they extinct in other countries. And in Białowieża Forest, they are in very good shape.
What's the reason? What are the justifications that the Polish government gives at this point for the increased level of logging in this primeval forest?
So the main justification is that they have to fight with the spruce bark beetle outbreak. And that's the main message which they send, that without cutting of dying and dead spruces, the whole forest is going to die. In effect, the government, also say the Minister of Environment and foresters, say that they are trying to protect European Natura 2000 habitats and species, and they are trying to restore habitats which are degrading because of the spruce bark beetle outbreak.
How credible is this argument of the government, do you think?
Well, you know, it is, let's say, credible from the point of view of commercial forestry, but they are using to justify economic aims by ecological reasoning. I mean, they're cutting spruces to sell the wood. From ecological point of view, it brings rather just damages. And our experience here in Białowieża Forest shows that it doesn't matter if infested spruces are logged or not. The outbreak stops after some years.
So As I understand it, there's some evidence that the rate of logging that's going on now in this forest is against the regulations of the EU. So tell me, what efforts has the European Union made so far to challenge the actions of the Polish Environmental Ministry about this?
So the last year, European Commission sent a special mission to Białowieża Forest to check on the ground what is the effect of logging on habitats and species which are protected by Natura 2000 network of protected areas. And then they ask Ministry of Environment for justification and an explanation of this increased logging rates. As far as I know, our ministry answered this letter from European Commission, but logging was not stopped or limited. European Commission may accept the situation or may send the case to European Court of Justice. And that means that Fen will have a problem as a state.
Talk to me about your research at your geobotanical station there. What are you doing now, and how, if at all, are your studies going to be affected by this increase in logging?
So our station, let's say speciality, are the so-called long-term studies. We have several projects which run for 50 or over 50 years. We are also studying biodiversity of plants, bryophytes, and lichens, how forest is reacting on changing environmental conditions. And that's generally in core area of the national park. So logging doesn't impact this part of our research. But we have also several projects which are carried in the commercial part of the forest. And there we, for example, have lost already several permanent plots due to logging. Simply when forest was logged, the whole plot was damaged and we are not able to reestablish it. So we are losing a part of our data and part of our projects. And that's the main problem.
Bogdan Jaroszewicz is a biology professor at the University of Warsaw and the director of the Geobotanical Station in Białowieża. I want to thank you for taking this time with me today.
It was a pleasure.